Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Sacred Embers Network featuring tonight, Enter the Light. We are live on air right now. And today, Thursday, April 4th, 2019-something, it is, what is it, 7 p.m. Central Time. I am your host, Ryan Dragon, and with me I have an amazing round table of psychic hosts with me, which includes Denise Ramon, Dennis Miranda, Jessica Baumeister, and Jan Drake-Bakke. Welcome, everyone. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good. I'm doing really good.
Okay, good. Great. Well, I promised I wouldn't laugh, so I just lied. So tonight... We will share our psychic intuitive messages, some mediumship, animal totems, healing, poetry, and more. So, to the benefit of the hold on here, I just lost my thing here. I'm doing this on my iPhone. To the benefit of the other callers and listeners, if you didn't see the notices on Facebook, please call in 646-564-9868. And tonight we are going to talk about the theme of dreams. Dreams, lucid, metaphorical, prophetic, and interpreting them. And what is all and what does that all mean? So without further ado, just kind of want to kind of go around the table and introduce ourselves. So not to pin the tail on the donkey here, but Denise, did you kind of want to start with a little bit about who you are and where people can find you and stuff like that?
Hi, Ryan and everybody. My name is Denise Ramon, and I'm an intuitive medium healer. Where you can find me is on my website, deniseramon.com. I don't have Twitter or Instagram or anything. I do have Instagram, but I don't use it. Anyway, that's it. That's all for me. We weren't going into the dream part now, were we, Ryan?
No, just an introduction.
Okay,
Yeah, of where they can find you and stuff like that. And how about you, Dennis?
Yeah.
Hello, crew, and everyone listening. So I'm Dennis. You can reach me at my website, which is dennismiranda.com. You can also follow me, if you like, on Facebook. My page is Spiritual Connections. Thanks. That's me.
Wonderful. Fantastic. And Jessica, how can they find you?
Hi, my name is Jessica Baumeister. I'm an empathic healer. My abilities or stronger points are claircognizant and clairsentient. And my specialty is working with the special needs community. And that's just one of my passions. And you could find me at Jessica Baumeister. I have a Facebook page there or a group that we have called Jaden's Way Speaks. And yeah,
excellent.
Here I am. Thank you for having me.
Well, excellent, and welcome, Jessica. Great to have you, and great to have you, and Jan, and how about you?
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. And so, Jessica, that was Jaden's Way, right? Group, Jaden's Way.
Yes,
I didn't hear it.
Jaden's Way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jaden's Way Speaks. It's a beautiful group, too.
Thank you. It is.
Mm-hmm. And so my name is Jan Drake-Bakke, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and and my website is www.wefindourway.com.
Excellent. And I'm Ryan Adragna, and you can find me at healingthroughspirit.com. I'm also on Facebook at Ryan Adragna. And so, yeah, that's how that works. So I guess our theme of discussion tonight is dreams. And what does it mean? Lucid, metaphorical, prophetic, and then how do you interpret them? And for the callers and listeners' benefits, I had a nightmare last night, and I woke up in a cold sweat. I'm like, what the heck happened there? So I guess maybe should we go around the round table here and try to discuss that a little bit? And what does that mean to you guys and how that works?
That'd be great.
I don't know. I'll just preface this by saying when I was 4 or 5 years old, I had plenty of nightmares, and I thought to myself, well, maybe when I'm 40, 50 years old, they'll stop, but they don't. I still had nightmares to this day, and it's like, does it ever stop? I don't know. And so with that, I guess I'll just put that on the table, and if anybody wants to step forward right now and kind of share their thoughts, I'll just put the cards on the table and say, have at it.
This is Jessica here. I can start off if you'd like.
Sure.
I remember when being young, I had lots of nightmares as well. And I remember there was one reoccurring nightmare that I had. I didn't know what it meant then, but I was always on a train that was going fast. It had no doors. It had windows. I can see out, and I can see, you know, things going by real fast, and I was afraid because I couldn't get off the train. I couldn't get off, and it just kept going and going and going. And I remember it was like a reoccurring dream. So I think as I got older, I had realized that I think that dream had a lot to do with feeling out of control or not being in control in some way.
Yeah, I mean, that's very, very powerful. I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry, Jessica. I didn't know if you were finished.
Oh, no, I was done. That's okay. Thank you. I was just waiting for, you know, maybe some feedback there based on, you know.
I guess I can kind of kick in a little bit with that. I mean, my dreams have always been different in some capacity, but it's always been about largely metaphorical, a lot of past life experiences. I remember probably, I don't know, maybe 5-6 months ago, I was lucid dreaming, and I don't know if the callers or listeners know what that is, but that's when you're dreaming, and you know you're dreaming. And for me, it wasn't a freight train. It's always elevators. When I get into an elevator, it's like, oh, my God. It's just like, is this happening again? I have a lot of vivid, close to lucid dreams from my old college campus where I got my engineering degree in, and there was this huge elevator that went up 11 stories, and every time I got into that elevator, it would either malfunction or skyrocket, and it would just lose control. It was just like, that's the end of that. It's like, okay, why is this happening? I pressed the second floor or whatever, the seventh floor, and it would never make it there. It would just accelerate up. So not quite the train thing, but the elevator thing where it's just like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
And, And, you know, that was very scary. It's and elevators are very scary to me to this day, and I don't know why they happen. And the other lucid dream mm-hmm. I've always had is, I had many, many months ago was like, okay, I floated out of my body. I could see myself. I was like so scared. I knew I was dreaming. I was like, damn, how do I get myself out of this? And then I had a dream where I was in a battlefield, and people are coming at me with rifles and guns and all this kind of stuff, and I'm thinking, I know I'm being shot at. Maybe I'm dead. I don't know, but it was very, very real. And it was like, man, I woke up and I started crying for like 5 minutes. I was like, man, tell me this didn't just happen. And then it kind of makes me want to go into my Akashic records a little bit and say, why did I just have this dream? It was disturbing, you know. It's like, what did that mean? And so in my mind, like the theme of tonight's discussion is dreams can be metaphorical. They can be previous life experiences. They can be a bunch of different stuff. And I guess dreams come to you for a reason, and maybe your guides and your angels set that up in a certain capacity to help you work through life when you wake up, because I'll just make this one cliff note and I'll shut up. When I wake up from my dreams, guys, it's like if I lay there still in bed for about, I don't know, 30 seconds or so, I will remember what I dreamed. If I move around and stuff, then I forget everything. So I guess that's kind of my two cents on it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the master at this stuff. I just know that sometimes I'm like, man, I just want a dream that gives me the 6 magic Powerball numbers. and that never that never happened. So I'm like, okay. Well, I just want a dream where it's always 80 degrees in Wisconsin all year around, and that never happens. So maybe I should ask Dennis, mm-hmm. is it always 80 degrees in Australia? I don't know. So I guess that's kind of my thoughts on it. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me, Jan. I'll just go ahead for a little bit. And Jessica, that was really interesting about your train dream. I have a recurring dream, too, and it's been going on for years, over 20 years. And Ryan, you have a recurring dream, too. And it's always... not train or elevator. But that's interesting, you know, you have a train dream, you know, going really fast. That's, mm-hmm. you know, like rushing maybe not anxiety. What was I going to say? I've had this reoccurring dream for so long, and it's about a show. We talk about it, too, in our dance groups, how we have reoccurring dreams of our shows, of certain parts of our shows. And it's the same one every time. It's about this one dance number that we do, and I'm in the dressing room right before we go on with the same people every time. And I'm rushing. But I was never, when I was working at the, you know, during that time, I was never usually late. I was always early because I was just that way, kind of overly, you know, I had to be there early. And so it was very unusual for me to, in the dream, to always be rushing and freaking out about being late, because that just wasn't what I ever did. But so it just reminded me of anxiety is what it what I was thinking it must have meant. But the unusual thing is that it's every the same people every time. So specific
wow.
people, I don't know. But anyway, and that just goes on. It's that happens every once in a while. I have it at least 2 or 3 times a year for the last 20 years. So then, mm-hmm. but then, you know, it must be some kind of a glitch, you know, that needs to be, there's something there that needs to be worked out or something. But I'm always glad to have the dream because I get to experience that time again because I feel that whole time when that was going on. And it was such a fun time for me, too. But I've had lucid dreams now more in the last 10, 15 years, which I don't remember ever having. And those dreams are so amazing to be awake while you're while you're there, you know. And that's when I've had the communications with my passed over family. The actual, it's, you know, like right now, you know, time, well, whatever time it is, there's no time there, but they, we've had conversations about what's going on at the time, right now, you know. And so that always just blows my mind to have those kind of dreams. I always feel so blessed. They don't happen too often. They're a real gift, you know, to have those. And I just love that. And before my mom died, I never met my grandfather, her father, and I had a dream of him, and it was about 3 months before she died. And he came into a dream, and it wasn't a lucid dream, though. It might have been, because it was so real, and I was right there. And my mom was there, and he was there, and both of them were lit up. But my mother hadn't crossed over yet. She was still alive, you know. But I'd never met him, and he said, "It's nice to meet you, my granddaughter, and I'm here, I'm coming to visit you and your mother." And he thanked me, you know, because I took care of her for a long time. And it was just, like, really weird to see him because it was him. It was actually him. And so after that dream, and my mother was smiling. She was so happy to see him, but she was all lit up. And that was, and he was too. And it was like, oh, wow, I knew what this dream was. So anyway, I told her, you know, the next day. And she looked at me and she says, "He's come to get me, hasn't he, Jan?" And I said, "Oh, my God." And she said, "That's what it is. He's come to get me." And so she died 3 months later. So it was just, it was really unusual. But to see her lit up like that, because I've had lots of dreams where I've seen passed over friends lit up, passed over family lit up like that. And I knew what that was. And it was just like, oh, God. And my mom
wow.
knew. So that's what I call a prophetic dream, where you get told stuff and then it happens in the future, you know. And that
yeah.
has happened a lot with me with people dying. I hate to say it, but I've had that many times with other people too before they die. So I don't know what that's about. It hasn't happened recently or anything. But then the other thing I read too was the other day is that when you have dreams of people that you know or family or friends and you continually have dreams about them, it means that you want to see them. And so that's kind of neat too. And I've been having dreams like that about some friends lately and just reoccurring dreams of them, you know, night after night. And I'm going, why are they in my dream? And then I read, because I looked it up, and they said it's because you want to see them or they want to see you. So anyway, these dreams are so amazing, aren't they? It's just they're just another aspect of ourself, of our soul, in communication, basically.
It's truly amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have.
And our soul and I love that, Jan, where you said our soul and in constant communication. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's you all guys put it so eloquently. Dennis, did you have any thoughts on this?
I've dreamt of my mother who's passed. She passed when I was young, as you know. She's visited me in a dream state many times over the years, many, many times. Not frequently, not always, but at least once or twice a year, I do dream of her and other loved ones that have crossed over. So I've dreamt of that a fair few times. I once had a dream when I was younger. Maybe 5 years ago, I had a dream where about my mother, and in the dream we were at my grandmother's house, who's still alive, and we were all there gathered together. The whole family was there. We were all enjoying a lunch, all just gathered there. And my mum was there in the dream, and all the family were there together, all of us. And that dream of that gathering that we had, I had told an auntie about it, and the dream ended up playing out in real life exactly as it happened. I mentioned it to my auntie, and we discussed getting the family together for mum's anniversary, which had been coming up. And so we all got together, and just the way everybody was seated, and just I had this moment where I was seated there and I was looking around, and it was weird, but it was this moment of like, oh my God, this is my dream. This is exactly how my dream went. And there was this moment where I was sitting there looking around at everyone having their conversations and just going about their thing, and me just sitting there, wow, this has just played out exactly as I dreamt it. So that was quite a moment.
Wow.
That was amazing. And that was a few years ago now. I did have a dream maybe a few months back where, it was kind of, I was in like half awake, half asleep. And there was this man, it freaked me out, but there was this man wearing dark clothing, and he like kind of ran up to me, and he had a knife and kind of stabbed me right in the heart. Freaked me out, I woke up immediately, like I was half asleep, half awake, so I didn't really know what was going on, whether it was a dream or what, I don't know, but sat up and kind of freaked out. But after a few minutes of just coming back to realization, okay, don't stress about it, I know I'm safe, I know it's all good, I was really okay with that, I went back to sleep, no problem. But it was kind of a moment where I was like, oh my God, what just happened? So, yeah, I've dreamt about a few crazy, wild things like that over the years, I guess, absolutely.
Wow.
Cool.
That's amazing. I mean, and I guess I want to throw this question out to the round table here of my amazing psychic friends here of and to the benefits of the callers and listeners. What's the difference between a metaphorical dream and a prophetic dream? And, how do you distinguish the difference of that? I mean, and I think you kind of touched on that a little bit, Dennis, with that prophetic dream. It's like, holy cow, that just happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, I wouldn't say a prophecy. Maybe prophecy is the right word to use. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what it is. It's prophecy. Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's what I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to have metaphorical and prophecy together?
I would think so.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, because when we dream, we all go to the fourth dimension. Sometimes we go through wormholes, that type of thing. But, for all the callers, listeners, and benefits tonight, it's like, so how do we help them distinguish between that stuff? It's like, okay, well, are you Roger Rabbit? Are you Alice in Wonderland? You go down that rabbit hole and you just stretch out your fantasies. Like Jessica said, the trains. For me, it was elevators. For Dennis, it's prophetic. So we have a mixing bowl of stuff here. And I mean, how do you? How is it possible to to take that stuff and dissect it and make it into something that you can, when you wake up, you're like, oh, okay, I think my guides and angels were giving me a message here. I'm not quite too sure what it was. I don't know. I'm going to throw that card on the table here before we take some callers, because dreams in my mind have always been complex.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's
well,
yeah.
They for me, they tell the future for me, some of them. They've been prophetic, and then also getting to talk to family members on the other side. I don't remember doing that until later in my life. I've never, you know, I don't know how that started coming about, but it just did. And it just kind of shocked me. And but that's, it started happening, and I don't know what, you know, like what Dennis was saying, seeing your family members and, but them actually talking to you in time. Like, you know, I was taking care of my mom, and my grandmother said to me, I had a dream about her, and I could feel her. The unusual thing about that dream was that I could feel every dimension of her. Like, she had so many different aspects to her, and I got to know her in a whole, in so many different ways. And it was so beautiful over there. But she kept saying to me, you're so stressed out, and thank you for taking care of my daughter, but something's going to happen to your heart if you don't chill out and relax. And she was right. I had a heart attack a few years later, and because I was stressed out about taking care of my mom. That, you know, and it just, it's amazing that she could tell me that in real time. So I know that it was a visitation from her, an actual visitation. You know what I mean? And I haven't had too many of those like that.
Yeah, well, you bring up a great point, Jen. I mean, have you guys, has a round table here ever experienced a visitation from someone who's died in the past, and they've come to you?
Yes. Oh, I definitely have.
You know, I can remember about, I think it was 3 years ago, yes, I was having a surgery, and I was very nervous about it, and I, the night before, not the night before, 3 days before, my dad, who died in 1976, him and my brother, who died in 1981, came to me and was holding me in that peaceful, loving energy, and they both came down and sat and talked to me, and they just were saying, Denise, everything's going to be perfect. Don't worry about it. The surgery's going to be fine, and you're going to be very glad. And don't worry, we're going to be here with you and stuff. And it just changed me instantly. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that was them. It's like, it's just a knowing. And and my dad does not come to me very, very often. Rarely does he ever come in to me like that. And I remember the day of the surgery, they were saying, "Boy, you look real happy and chipper." And I said, "Well, I know I'm going to be okay. My dad and my brother both told me I'm going to be fine." And they just, you know, they didn't know what all I was talking about, but it was just so clear. And some of you may also know him. Ryan, I know you do, Audie here, and, you know, the day that he died, and even my partner saw the flash in the bedroom, and he came to me right in my face, and he was just very happy, very whole, very in one piece. And this is before I knew he had crossed, because I didn't read my phone until the next day. But he said, "Hey, I wanted to say goodbye to you and let you know that everything is good and I'm okay." And he gave me a kiss, and then he left. And I'll never, ever forget that. And so when I read the news, I was so shocked about his crossing. But I just wasn't, a selfish part of me was sad in his crossing, but another part was I wasn't sad because I knew he was okay, and I knew that where he was, because he came and visited me and told me, and it was just, it was very profound with stuff like that happening. And I've had my brother come to me in the past couple of years. He just came to me in my dream, and he was just hugging me. And I just remember starting to wake up, and I just remember we were just talking, and he was just hugging me and holding me. It was like the hug was encompassing my whole body. And I just remembered, you know, I didn't want to get up out of bed. I just wanted to lay in that because I knew what it was. And I didn't talk about it for a few hours because, you know, words cannot describe what the feeling of it. So I kept that to myself for a couple hours, and then I spoke about it. But, I've had that happen. Those are the most recent ones that I can think of right off the top of my head. But my reoccurring dream is that I die, and I'm watching my death. And I just had one about a month ago where I was in a rollover accident, and I remember going, oh, wow, this is my exit point. And it was like, don't suffocate on the airbag. And I just remember it was so vivid to me. And I don't think that means I'm going to die tomorrow or next week or whatever. But I really don't know what it means, but I do remember hearing they say if you die in your dreams, that means you're going to die. Well, I remember at one point, I heard that. I don't know if that's true. I just heard that years and years ago. And I just remember when I had – I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I was just going to, you know, add to what you said, what I've heard about, dreams of death or you dying or were usually, like, symbolic or metaphoric in nature for it's an end to something in your life. And it could be different than
that's what I take it as. That's what I think that it is, like I'm shedding skin of something. But I remember the first time I had one of those, I was like, well, that myth is not true because I'm still here. And I've had dreams where they're burying me and all this stuff. And that is so against what I want. Wow. But I think it's, I don't know. And it's not scary to me. I'm just like watching the whole thing from afar in a sense. I do remember one dream just so vivid, and it happened about maybe 20 years ago, where I know they came and picked me up in a spaceship, and then I remember waking up, and I was getting off of the spaceship, and I just remembered being completely... like feeling like that was fun and now I'm going home. And I remember seeing myself walking down the stairs and walking on the grass. And I knew I couldn't turn back and look. And I didn't question anything. I just knew that whatever it was, I was okay. Wow. And I just know that I was on that spaceship. I don't feel like I was violated or I don't know what they, you know, I don't feel any of that stuff. And so I don't really care where they tested me, checking me out or anything like that. I don't even care about any of that. I just know that I wasn't violated and that I was very well protected, I guess would be a good word to use in that. When y'all talk about nightmares, I'm thinking, okay, now watch me play all of this stuff, and then I have a nightmare tonight, because usually whenever nightmares are being talked about, that's usually when I'll start having something like that in my dream, and it's always me getting killed. Somebody coming after me, and I can't get away. And I just feel like that's my fear. And I always, and I've heard, and I have a tendency to believe it, that the people in our dreams are really, they represent pieces of us, of ourselves. And we just recognize, it gets, grabs our attention. So I always try and think about what part of that is me, and look at it like that. But I don't dwell too much on the dream thing, because I just know it's, I don't understand it all, to be honest with you. But that's my take on it.
That's so interesting.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's, it's amazing. I've had dream visits of loved ones that have passed as well. And do I have time to share that one, Ryan, or how are we doing on time?
I'm sure you do.
He must be
muted out.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I did press the mute button. Go ahead, Jessica. I'm sorry about that. I butt muted my whatever. I'm here. Yeah, go ahead.
That's okay. Just to extend on the dream visits with loved ones that have already transitioned. There was a dream that I had of my dad. He was passed, transitioned, had already. And I think the dream visit that he came to me was trying to tell me maybe it wasn't time for me to go home and to not worry. So what it was my dad was in a black tuxedo. I was in a really beautiful black ball gown. And the place that we were at was just amazing. And we were sitting and we were having dinner and, just reminiscing and enjoying each other's company. And towards the end of the dinner, he was walking up a staircase that was like connected to where we were at. And I followed behind him. And as he got to the top of the landing, he looked down at me and I was halfway up. And I remember being completely stuck and frozen on like the middle step, and I couldn't go any farther. My dad looked down and he said, "It's not your time to go, and you can't come any further. It's not your time." And he said, "But whatever you do, don't fall backwards," because it's like I almost lost my grip because I was trying to go forward and I couldn't. So it's like I took a step backwards. And I think he was preparing me also for my son's death. He was 10 years old when he passed away. 3 months after that dream visit, it was when my 10-year-old son passed away. And shortly after his transition home at 10 years old, I had a dream visit from him. And I have to give a little bit of background of my son, Jaden, whom I work with now in spirit. Jaden was born in 2001. He went home, transitioned. In 2012, at the age of 10, his life was very medically complex. He was born with Down syndrome. He had a severe nonverbal autism, and he had a trach, G-tube, total care required. He had over like 30 surgeries, two major open heart surgeries, and diapered, fed, bathed, required complete care. And I remember when he did pass away, he died from his medical complications at 10 years old. When he came to me in my dream, I remember being up at the children's hospital where we had spent so much of our time. And I walked into this really huge room. It was like a really big patient room. And there were these children in these beds, and it's like they were dying. And I was there. I went to each one of these children. There was three of them in this room. And I went to the first one, and I comforted and consoled her. And the second one, I did the same, and I prayed with the little boy and comforted him. And then I went to the third bed closest to the window, and it was my son. And I think I freaked out because I didn't expect to see him there. I looked at him, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I started screaming for the nurse to come in here. Like, what is my son doing here? He had already gone home. You know, why wasn't I told he's still here? I was confused at first. And just a calm came over me. Jaden looked right at me, and I walked over to him. And he spoke very clearly. And this was a child that was always nonverbal. He spoke very clearly. He was sitting up in his bed, and he looked at me, and he said, Mom, I'm so alive and well. And just his countenance, he was just so alive, so well. Better than he's ever been, you know, from what I've known him. And I got into the bed next to him, as I always did. I would always curl up with him in his hospital bed. And I started to cry, and he wiped my tear, and he said, Mom, thank you so much for everything you ever did for me. I love you more than you ever realized. And just like that, my dream was gone. But when he spoke to me, he didn't move his lips. It was like telepathic communication without the word, but it was so clear. And it was he was so real. And he was just, it was so amazing. So it was one of those dreams. And I had a few dreams like that after Jaden had gone home. So
I love that. Beautiful visit there.
Oh, yeah. Very validating and confirming that he was okay.
Yeah.
I call those
visits
from heaven.
Very, very beautiful. You didn't put a tear in my eye, I'd be lying to you, because that was very powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Jessica.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. John, did you have anything for us, or poetry or anything? Are you feeling up to it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I do, and they are right here, and they're not all on the subject, but... The first one is, and it goes, every dream is a special gem. And by the way, this was written by all of us. So I took all of our words in the message room and just put them all together. And it goes, pleasant dreams, nightmares, lucid, metaphysical, interpreting them. Dreams are anything but stupid. Prophetic dreams, messages from the afterlife, to not remembering them, flying, crying, every dream is a special gem. And so that was from all of us. And this is called The Walk. And it goes, don't judge another on their hard time, illness, setback, mistake, or strife. You may have already experienced it in your past or maybe challenging it in your present or future. We all can be forward steps to each other in this walk of life. And this is called A Little Dangerous, too. I wasn't going to read this, but I kept seeing it. It kept popping up, so I thought, what the heck? Just go ahead. She lived in between many things, never in only one place, but many at the same time. Her mind was partially fragmented from far too many traumas through her life, yet she was more stable than so many she knew, but an enigma to them, and a little dangerous, too. There's a couple singers out there who have danger, who have songs that are, the theme is dangerous. So that's not why I wrote that, but it reminds me of some of the songs that are out. Anyway, and this one's called, they're just words, and it goes, in every positive and peaceful attitude, there is a miracle being formed and ready to be received. And this is called Breathe and Sparkle. Some days, all we need to do is breathe and sparkle, and that is enough for one day. No matter who or what we are, our hearts and souls still pulse as a breath as we sparkle close and far, that we always remember how much we have grown, that we are still here in peace, and we are not alone. And this is called Tree Talk, Face in a Tree. Perhaps the fairies, the flowers, and faces in trees speak to us more than we know. We can feel their smells, essences, and breathe. I would like to think so. And that's happy spring. And this one goes, if butterflies were kisses, the kiss, if butterflies were kisses, they would be heaven sent with wings of silk dust and gentle flutters of sweet mist. We would know that we had been kissed. If butterflies were kisses, we could stretch and reach while they lift us up to heaven. And that didn't have an ending there. And this one, this is called She Was Red. This is just out of the blue. I just happened to share this because I saw it the other day. And so it goes, she was red. She disappeared into the vortex of another kind. It was an abyss of many songs, not just one. There were no rights or no wrongs. She was fragile yet fierce, but many didn't understand this. She was waiting for him, her pain, her bliss. She was red, enough said. She always dared to swoon, loving and living by the moon. And the last one is a meditation poem, and it goes, the sound of creation, divine light magnified, a rainbow of spectacular senses, a heavenly kingdom clarified, the knowledge within, tasting its serenity, a breath of its vastness, feeling its identity. And there we go. That's that. Not too many this time.
Beautiful. Jan, thank you so very
thank you.
Much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thank you.
These are really nice. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, absolutely nice. So I'll just take a quick commercial break here and just I just want to run through the list of area codes here as I'm looking on the board. Area code 323-941-111-763 and 318. We will get to you. Oops, I missed one. 925. We will get to you all. So let's get started. Are you guys ready? Should I be like that gray haired guy? Should we be like that gray haired guy in that ring goes, are you ready to rumble? I can't do that. I can't. Sorry, guys. I should pass. No, I'm not going to go there. Are you ready to rumble? All right, here we go. All right. I am such a dork. I do admit that. All right. Area code, here we go on the board. Area code 323. Area code 323, you're on the air. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi. Thank you so much. This is Lynn. Thank you for taking my call.
How you doing, Lynn?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Thank you so much. I was really enjoying your discussion on dreams. I don't dream that often, I don't really remember. Sometimes, you know, I know that I've dreamed, but sometimes I don't remember it. So I think it's really fascinating. But I wanted to ask you all what anyone's picking up on my move. I've been planning a move, and today I kind of felt like a shift or like a release, or I just got like a feeling, and I'd just like to know if, you know, what anyone's picked up on that.
So you want to know about a move, if you're picking up on if it's right for you or whatnot. Is that what
well,
I'm getting?
Well, actually, I do know that I'm moving, but as far as this, is there anything that anyone picks up about as far as how soon, you know, just anything concerning the move at all? Because I am planning the move. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll pass this around the round table and see what everyone picks up on this. There are no guarantees. And the reason why I say that, Lynn, as host here, we don't have the ability to rub crystal balls here to say, yeah,
right.
You're going to do this, that, another thing in the next
sure.
you know, 6 to 12 months. But we'll kind of pass this around the table and see what people pick up with that. I'll go eat a piece of pie and be quiet. That's how that works.
What kind of pie is it, by the way?
Apple. Nothing but the best. McDonald's apple pie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yum.
Yes. So if anybody wants to get started, I'm not going to throw pin the tail on donkey here. So anybody have anything for Lynn?
I'm thinking, or I should say I'm feeling.
I almost feel like when Lynn was talking about her move, and before that move, though, she was feeling like the shift. Was that right, Lynn?
Yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, because I've been planning and you know, thinking on it and just, you know, for things to come together. But something today, I just really felt like a relief, and I felt like a real, like, you know, a lightness. And
absolutely. I was just going to go there. You took the words right out of my mouth. It sounded like you experienced, you know, with all of this change that's about to happen, and a move is a big change, that you really felt just a relief, like you felt relief, like this is the right move, like it just, you feel like you're flowing in the right direction, and that's kind of what I felt with that, the shifting that you were feeling today, that you're in the right direction, you're flowing in the right direction, and I think internally that shifting that you felt, that lightness, was just confirmation of that.
Awesome.
Great.
Anybody else?
Well, I got the same thing, because when you were first talking about it and you said the shift, and then you were asking, did we pick up anything? And I was feeling like, she already picked up on everything. So I felt like what you need is more validate. You just need validation
exactly.
On what you know to be the truth.
Yeah,
and
confirmation,
like,
yes,
and I feel like you've been holding your breath, and today you finally exhaled. And now you're allowing more room for expansion. And, you know, I think your move is going to happen a lot quicker, but now it's going to be smoother for you. So I just feel like you took away the dresser from the door. You know, now the door is open, and now things can start coming in, and now you're going to go. But just know that there's more to this move than what you think, and it's all good is what I'm hearing. It's all good.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Keep breathing.
Thank you for that. You're right.
Excellent. Jan or Dennis, do you have anything for Lynn?
I do.
I find myself agreeing with Denise and Jess. I'm hearing, because when you were talking about the move, I'm hearing it's a release. You're releasing the resistance. That's what they're telling me. That's what I'm hearing. It's validation, and it's also releasing resistance and allowing the change to occur, allowing that shift and change to happen. That's what I'm hearing, and that's what I'm feeling. So, yeah, I more or less agree with what Denise has pretty much said.
Okay, thank you.
And I agree with all of them, too. This is Jan, because I, while you were talking, this face came right up to my face. It was a llama. And, it says, it's been a long haul, but you're just about there, so hang in there. And,
okay.
Move towards your goal and be assured that you're on solid footing. So there you go.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you all. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate you. Blessings. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
You have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, rock and roll. Just like Van Halen. Well, Van Halen, depending on what your genre is, Van Halen, AC/DC, Metallica. Area code 941, you are in the air. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Carla, Florida.
Hey, Carla, how you doing? How can we help you tonight?
I'm doing good. My question would be on my rental space. I'm renting an office, and I know I have to leave because I think she's trying to force me out of my room that I'm renting, and it's just really not going well. And I was wondering, do you see me finding a place soon, and do you see me being able to get out of that lease?
Miss Denise, I picked up right away when you're talking about your rental space. You're not going to be there very long. That's what, before you even started saying that, I get that you're not going to be there very long. And I also get that you don't want to really be there very long. I don't know what you do in that. Is it a place where you live or is it a business?
No, a business, yes. I'm in healthcare.
Okay. Because I feel like your business is not thriving like it ought to be. And I get wherever it is that you move to, you're going to see why you needed to move. And it's not going to be about because the owner was a butthead or whatever. It's just going to, you're going to be able to look at it as it just wasn't a good fit. I really get because the energy just doesn't flow well there. But where you're going to be going, the energy is going to flow and you're going to see your business pick up and be more you're just going to see a lot of, it's more going to be more profitable in all areas, not just finance, but just everything that has to do with it. Yeah. But I keep hearing, don't look at the person who you rent from as a bad person or that they're a butthead or anything like that. Just know it's just not a good place. It's not the best place for you and your business.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Because she's been pretty mean and slandering my business right while I'm standing there to her patients. I'm just bored. And I haven't said anything. I've been trying to stay with the light and just, you know, looking, and I just can't find anything yet.
You will. You'll find something.
Okay. And do you see her allowing me to get out of that lease? I have some stuff that she violated the lease on, which I think is definitely could get me out of it.
I just don't feel like that's going to be an issue, but that's what I'm picking up. But Dennis or Jessica or Jan, are y'all getting anything?
The first thing that I picked up on, right as she was done talking and there was that silence, it just kept coming to me that she's not going to be there very long at all and that moving would be in her best interest.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Should I go, Dennis?
Yeah, you're right, Jane. I don't really have anything to add.
Okay. So, Carla, this is Jan.
Yeah.
I see when you were talking, I was seeing a lot of geese flying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a move in itself. Bunch of them going at once. But it says this is a time of good fortune, so be receptive and appreciative of all good things that come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say, reread some of your favorite fairy tales and legends and see what new meanings you can get from them now. even though it may not appear to be right now, you're still very well protected. So that's nice.
Okay.
And, yes. And so, and yeah, they keep talking about protection, being protective. And, but it also says you how I have innate wisdom about life here on earth. And you know how to make the best of situations, so you'll be moving into you'll make it through this period.
Okay, good. Do you have like a timeline? You said it's going to be very soon. Do you think it would be within this month?
I can help it out. I can help out with that, Jan.
Okay, good.
Hey, Carla. This is Ryan.
Hi.
So the answer to your last question, I'm getting 3 to 6, 3 to 6 a month probably, but I'm scanning your energy fields right now. I've been doing so for the past 30 seconds after Jessica and Dennis and Denise got done, and your jaw muscles are super tense. They're really you're grinding your teeth at night. And I'm going to be a negative Nelly here for about 30 seconds, and I'm going to give you some solutions. So you're grinding your teeth a lot at night because that's a failure to speak your truth. Okay. Your fourth chakra isn't spinning in balance as it should be. I want you to start taking some Epsom salt baths, okay? If you don't have, do you have a bathtub at your place of stay, at your residence?
Yep.
Okay. So do yourself a salad and take some Epsom salt baths, and start walking out on Mother Earth in your bare feet, and start grounding yourself to Gaia. Go grab a tree and hug it. And that's going to transmute a lot of negative energies out of you, Carla, because you have the buildup of that stuff is mostly from your fourth chakra up. Okay, so I want you to release that from your body, feel the energy going down. From your fourth, third, second, first, all the way down to Gaia, okay? Do it every day. And say a small prayer for the people that are, say a small prayer for the people that are damaging you in some capacity. Say, God bless you, Eric, or God bless you, Sam, or God bless you, Mary, God bless you, whatever, have a good day. It's a small prayer, but it's a prayer, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when you do that, you release those negative energies because you're an empath, okay? That's not news to you. But what happens when you have a sponge that is so soaked with water that it's useless because it just drips, right?
Uh-huh.
You're like that sponge. You have to wring that sponge out. You have to wring your body out. You have to squeeze all that negative energy out. So when you get your Epsom salt bath, maybe tonight or tomorrow, do your little do your proportions in your bathtub, and when I challenge you to look at the marked contrast in the color of that water before and after, and you'll see a difference. And just release that negative energy is coming into you, and let it flow down the drain, and say, Carla, I love you. You are a wonderful human being, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Because I've been my jaw is because I've been not speaking out or not saying anything and just, trying not to, go to their level. And
why don't you speak your... Well, you should be speaking your truth.
I have been, but I haven't been, I guess, aggressive like they are. And just biding my time until I can get out there and I can get my paperwork done so I can say, hey, yeah, you violate the lease, and now I'm going, but I have to find a place first. That's the whole thing. Because I can't be without a place to work,
Otherwise,
I would have been gone yesterday.
And there's a time and a place for everything, right? You just have to bide your time. Well, I'm saying is that as I scanned your energy fields, I can feel the tightness in your upper jaw muscles, your lower jaw muscles, because you're clenching your teeth a lot, you're grinding your teeth, because that's your stress point. You're like, blah 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 blah. And you're like, this, that, the other thing, and you're so angry, and it's not serving you. So you have to let it go. And one thing, and the ways to let it go, is to take your Epsom salt baths and hug some trees. Oh. So does that? I hope that makes sense to you. Some capacity.
Oh, totally makes sense.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
And one more quick thing here before I let you go. Okay. Grab yourself a black hematite, a clear quartz.
Uh-huh.
And probably a I gotta think about this here. Hematite, clear quartz, and I'm missing the other one. Although that will get you a start. I my mind's blank, and there's three I usually rattle off. But in any case, I hope that resonates with you. Okay.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And have a good night, and I hope that helps you.
Will do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Carla.
Bye bye. Yes. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and here we go. I'm looking at the board here. Area code 925, you're on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hi, it's Teresa, and I'm calling from California. Thank you for taking
Teresa,
the
call. How are you doing?
I'm dandy. I'm doing well, thank you. I'm calling in reference to my daughter, who's had a really rough time. They had cutbacks at her job, so she lost her job and then had a hysterectomy, and then right after that, her father passed away.
Uh-oh.
Got another job, and then this job merged with another company, and then they cut her position. So she's kind of in scared mode, and she's been searching for work.
What's her name again?
It's Denise. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's Nicole.
What's that? Nicole.
Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
I've encouraged her to practice trusting the way that you trust that the sun is going to shine tomorrow, and to remove the fear so that it's not holding her back. But she's in the eye of the storm, so it's kind of tough.
Wow, that's almost the same thing I got. This is Jessica. You said it perfect, like eye of the storm. I didn't get those exact words, even though those are perfect words. Like she's right in the middle of something. Like she's going through this event for something. It's kind of like what Denise had said. Eye of the storm.
Yep. I'm getting that I'm getting that those other jobs didn't and wouldn't support her in where she's going next. I also mm-hmm. get like this is a real important time for her to nurture herself. And I love that in that analogy to trust, like, you know, the sun's going to come up, because when you said that, I was like, what a nice flow. It's effortless, you know, even though trust is huge, it's still the way you described it. It's like, you know, it's just going to happen, just that simple. But what I got was none of those jobs support her in the direction that she's going. And I mean, it's obvious that she's had some major life shifts, but I feel like that it's real important for her to nurture herself. And like you said, trust. I do feel like there is another job coming, but I don't feel like it's something that she's even thinking about having. I feel like it's going to be delivered to her through her looking, and it will all make sense why she got laid off with the one and why she got scooped up in the other one. And it was just a transition piece, you know, to keep her afloat. And
right.
But I really get that it's because I got like that other one just was definitely not a good fit for her at all. And I just get that this is a real important time for her to learn how to nurture herself with self-love. And that's not, when I say that, I don't mean buying things and stuff like that, but it's acknowledging I don't feel good and nurturing that part of her instead of beating yourself up like you should feel better, you shouldn't be crying, you should be this, you should be that. Just being in the now of wherever it is she's feeling and loving herself through it.
Right.
But I'm also hearing that you're an awesome mother, and your love in that is making huge, profound imprints on her, by the way. So you are making a big difference for her.
Thank you. I told her yesterday, she told me that she felt like she was a failure at being a parent and just a failure altogether because she's failed. She felt that she failed. And this puts her in a position that she's feeling like she's failed and can't take care of herself and that she has to rely on me. And I told her that she is perfect and that she's far mm-hmm. from being a failure. And she has to understand that this happens so that we can move forward. But
it's real important she starts nurturing herself because she has not done that in a long time. And it's real important for her to start giving herself that same kind of love that she gives to her family.
Okay.
It's real important.
Okay. I was going to treat her to a massage. I thought that would help.
How sweet. I think massages are very healing.
Yeah.
I think that's a really nice gift. Give her. Definitely give it to her. That'll be so nice for her.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Do you think she'll find something quickly? Or soon?
I do. You know, I can't say in the next week or 2 weeks or whatever. But I do get soon, you know. Soon might be 2 months or 3 months, but I do get soon. But what's most important is that she nurtures herself during this time.
Okay. She's concerned that she'll be evicted. And so she doesn't want position.
I don't feel that.
Yeah, I don't either. So thank you for that. I feel she'll come out okay. Mm-hmm. She just has to trust it.
Mm-hmm.
And that I feel that it's important that I'm an example for her.
Absolutely. Dennis, you getting anything?
Or Jane? No, I'm not really getting anything.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I have a little bit for you. Teresa, it's Jan. I was getting, where is it? I wrote it all down. There it is. I was seeing a, in the midst of the storm, because I really could feel that swirling, like a tornado, like a swirling like thing, like they were saying. But then I saw this necklace. It was a gold necklace, a heart, and it just came out really strongly, vividly. And what the feeling that I felt about it was, is it said, trust herself, trust her heart, nurture herself, nurture, 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 trust her heart, follow her heart, and don't let it, don't let all this stuff ruin her heart. You know what I mean? Her heart is still sacred and still there to show, to help her, and to still follow her heart in. But also nurturing was one of the biggest things that I heard for her. So it just goes along with what everyone else is saying. And I also started seeing red food. I don't know if she eats red foods, but that's what I kept seeing in bulk, like tomatoes, cherries, anything red. And I think red is for grounding. So that's
okay.
Maybe what she may be needing that right now.
Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Teresa, it's Ryan. Really quick before we let you go here. What's your daughter's first name? I may have missed it.
Nicole.
All right, hold on here. Let me connect her telepathically. Okay, just give me 3 seconds here. Okay. So, you guys shook hands on this before you came here. This was an experience for both of you to work out, okay? That's kind of not news to you. You're kind of opening up to that fact. It's just like you're like, sometimes when the soul is of a light being of the fifth dimension or higher, they kind of sign up for stuff that's silly. Well, it's not silly to them, but it's silly to us because it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of stuff out of us. It's just like, that's ludicrous. And what you and Nicole signed up for was borderline just was like, wow. Need to throw you both some Gatorade and a towel because kudos to both of you for muscling through this. In the end, Teresa, it's going to work out for the best, okay?
You know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Oh, I know it. I know it. When I was pregnant with her, I knew that we had been together before. When it was the oddest thing. When I was pregnant, I was so excited. It was like going home to someone you hadn't seen in years. I was so elated. Wait for her to be born. I knew that we had been together before.
You're in the same soul group. What my spirit team is telling me right now is you're in the same soul group. You had different relationships on and off in the past couple hundred years. In this lifetime, your trait. So yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but that's what they told me. So for tat.
Thank you.
Thing.
That's awesome.
I hope. So yeah. So just relax. Get a glass of wine and a Xanax because that ain't gonna help. Well, maybe I need one. I don't know. I just relax in the divinity of zero and know that you and her have been doing a little tit for tat for a couple hundred years, and now you're trading spaces and all that kind of stuff, and it's going to be okay.
Right.
You know, so I hope that makes sense to you.
Absolutely does. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. All right. Well, you have a good night.
You, have, you mm-hmm. as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And here we go. Area code 763. You are in the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hi, it's Laura Brunick, actually, and I'm from Minnesota. Can you hear me okay?
Snow melted there.
I'm on my headphones, so I'm hoping that my voice comes through okay.
Sounds good.
Laura from Minnesota. Okay, so no more
yeah,
snow.
Yeah, so I worked with Ryan and Jan.
Yeah, we know Laura.
Hey, is this Laura C?
Laura B, I think.
Okay, I misspoke. Okay, sorry about that. So how are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Good. So I didn't actually call for anything for myself tonight. I mean, if you guys have anything at the end, that'd be great. But I was taking notes while you guys were going through dreams, and I'd love to go through them. It's just like on a tiny little sheet of paper.
You would like to go through them?
Yeah, so I think that all the dreams you went through could relate to these notes that I have.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, I'd like
go
to begin.
Sure.
So my interpretation is that all of our dreams come from our higher self, and they fall under one of five categories. And you guys could probably all pick your stories and figure out what category it's under.
Okay.
The first thing that came is prophetic, which you talked about. And sometimes your loved ones don't necessarily come to you, but you can go to them. Actually, that's more along the line of number two, which is astral travel. And a lot of babies do that, I guess, that they just kind of like leave their bodies and go all over the place. And those are the only two that come in color. That I've read that somewhere, although I don't know if that's really true. The third one is a wish dream. So you wish something was, you know, better than it really is. And oftentimes you wake up kind of feeling bummed out about that one. The fourth one is the most common, and that's called the release dream. And usually when you wake up, you actually feel better about reality, about your life, because you're like, oh, my God, it's not nearly as bad as it could be in my dream. And or it's like releasing the emotions, or you can identify with the emotion in your dream and try and figure it out in real life. Those are great because they will actually raise your vibration because you feel more appreciative about how your life really is. And then you guys didn't actually talk about is problem solving. And that's the one that Einstein had. So he would dream and come up with all sorts of equations and solutions, and then he would write them down and then all of a sudden discover all sorts of things. And of course, you probably know that every dream is unique to each individual. And so it's all like, what are the symbols? What do they represent to you? And so even though you can read all sorts of things online, it doesn't matter. What a tomato means to one person might mean another thing to another person. So you kind of have to only be able to interpret your own, and what do you think it means? What do you think it represents to you? And we do that really fast. I'm sorry. I tend to talk very fast. But I know you guys are limited on time as well. So I hope you enjoyed that.
Definitely.
That's fantastic, Laura. Thank you. I love it.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Now, what are the two dreams? What are the two dreams that you dream in color?
Well, I think it's prophetic and astral travel.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have anything you want to say on that, but if not, I also would take like just a little whatever you guys pick up too before I go.
You're cute. You know what I got is that you're so full of knowledge that you don't even know that you're within your own self. And I just get that you have a lot of knowledge that you don't share,
that's valuable, like you did tonight. Because I can tell you, all of us really enjoyed what you shared, and I say that because I can feel the energy, and but you have a lot of knowledge, a lot of knowledge that needs to be shared with people.
Thank you. I do think that a lot, but sometimes I just don't know where the boundaries are with the people I'm surrounded with, I guess.
They'll tell you to be quiet when they've had enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that was great.
That's cool. Well, yep. So, Laura, it's Jan.
Yep.
I was just seeing a bunch of bicycles, and like outside on a pathway, and I don't know why. Maybe that's just something about the springtime and getting out and getting out in the air and just kind of getting airy and just feeling more spring. I don't know. It felt like a real spring element that maybe would be nice for you too at this time.
Yes, I feel like that today. So.
Okay. Anyone else?
No, not to pin the tail on donkey, but Dennis, are you still awake and need some coffee or?
I'm here. I was just curious, Laura, do you have a grandfather in spirit by any chance?
Do I have a what in spirit?
A grandfather.
I do. I have two, actually. One I've never met, though.
Is there a military connection?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm picking up on a grandfather energy. I'm wondering, is there a military connection?
Yes.
Okay, so that's who I'm picking up on. I thought so. Because as you were talking and my energy is kind of building up, I'm connecting with a grandfather that's crossed and he connects with a military connection. So either he served in the war,
yes,
or he went to war, or he served military, or there's a military connection somewhere with a grandfather figure that I'm picking up on.
Yes.
Okay, so he's the one that comes through. So it's really nothing probably that you don't know, because you know he's around you, you know he loves you. That's generic. Yes, we know. That's my attention, my focus goes to the grandfather. So it's a hello from the grandfather. Since you're here and we're here and the opportunity presented itself, so we thought, hey, why not? I'm going to take my opportunity and say hi. So hi from the grandfather. I don't know if there's anything really that he needs to, that he feels like. There doesn't really, I'm speaking really fast, but it's just when I communicate with spirit, they go so fast, I'm like, slow down, because I don't want to miss anything. But he doesn't really feel like he needs to tell you anything that you don't know already. Because you do, like Denise or whoever said, you do feel like you've got a lot of knowledge within you. So, but you know he's around you, you know he loves you. He must have the wife with him. There must be the wife that's crossed as well.
Well, his wife is still here, and I have a feeling this is going to be more meaningful to my mother more than anything.
Right.
But I do have a grandma, but it's on my mother's side, or it's on my father's side, I mean.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Well, I'm so thankful that you shared that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much, Laura, for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks for providing this for me to listen to. This is my first time, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Yeah, bye.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. All right, Jan, do we have time for one more, or do we have to call it quits?
I think we should call it quits. It's time.
Okay, all
right. Unless you really want to do another one, but we're out of time, actually.
Okay. All right. All right. You're the boss. All right. So with much love, appreciation, and gratitude, I want to thank the round table of Dennis, Denise, Jan, Jessica, and thank you guys, and all the callers and listeners. Thank you for calling in and listening in to this immense. And I, truth be told, the subject of dreams, you can probably do a couple episodes on this because doesn't really do it justice, because it's just a tremendous subject to talk about. We could talk about it forever. So with that, any last comments from the roundtable here before we call it a night?
I just wanted to say I was really excited to be here tonight, and I hope to be at the roundtable next week. Talk to you all next week.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Jessica replaces Michael Christopher, who went on to other opportunities, like I mentioned earlier. So with much love, appreciation, and gratitude, thank you, everyone, for being a part of this tonight. And, so with that, we'll give it a close. And, that's all
thank
she
you,
wrote.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm all out of words now. I may have just put on some Metallica or Van Halen or some AC/DC. I don't know. I broke my promise. I said I wouldn't laugh, and I'm starting to laugh.
What a wonderful way to end the show.
Here comes my wicked laugh. All right, guys. Thank you so much. My beautiful round table.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Beautiful show. Have a good week.